Welcome to the High School Spotlight featuring Mercer County High School. Today's Spotlight is brought to you by Advanced Rehab and Sports Medicine and John Waugh with Country Financial in Aledo.
I do not want a back that aches.
I do not want a knee that quakes.
I do not want a shoulder that sticks.
I do not want a jaw that clicks.
From foot to head, it hurts.
It hurts, I said.
Can I go back to bed? It hurts when I sit up or down.
It hurts when I drive into town.
I do not
want to whine a lot.
I do not want to whine a lot.
I even tried a steroid shot.
But did you try physical therapy? It helps a lot, and you will see. And Advanced Rehab is screen is free. And soon, in no pain, you will be. So come and visit by car, plane, or train, and you will find we fix pain. Advanced Rehab and Sports Medicine.
This is Nikki Lair with Country Financial. You finally have your dream home. Now you need the right insurance to protect it. Because when it comes time to file a claim, you don't want any surprises. So stop in or give me a call at John Waugh's Country Financial Office in Aledo to find out if you have the right protection. I can help you understand your options and select coverages to meet your needs. Call me today at 309-582-3455 to learn how I can help you protect your home.
This is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. This week on the High School Spotlight for Mercer County, we're talking Scholastic Bowl with senior Trevor Kernan. The Golden Eagles had a nice weekend winning the Lincoln Trail Conference at the Conference Scholastic Bowl meet on Saturday. So Trevor, we'll start there, I guess. Can you tell us how you think that you and your teammates performed in the conference tournament over the weekend?
I'll be honest, I think we did extremely well. I think that this year we've been a little off, on and off. We've had a few tournaments where we did very well. We've had tournaments where we were mixed. We've had tournaments where some of our teammates didn't show up, so we didn't do very well at all. But this time around, everyone showed up, and I think everyone put on their best possible game, and we got the win. We went spotless.
And I think I saw on the email from your coach that you were an all-tournament selection at the Lincoln Trail Conference meet. So what did that mean to you getting named to the all-tournament team?
I was kind of shocked. I didn't think I was going to get that high. So basically, they had a top 10 of the scorers. And three of our players got in that. Logan Meehan, eighth place. I was fourth place. Dominic Simpson was the first place in that. I was shocked that three of us got in there, but I was very flattered. We answered a lot of questions. We did really well. And yeah.
Well, I think you told me before we started, this is your third year of Scholastic Bowl at the high school level. Now your freshman year kind of got wiped out due to the COVID-19 stuff. So what got you interested in Scholastic Bowl, and why do you continue to compete?
It was because in junior high, Ms. Kresko left a big mark on me, I guess. He was a very good teacher. He inspired me a lot, and he ran the Scholastic Bowl, which is basically just a game where you are asked a bunch of esoteric questions about knowledge, and I was like, that sounds fun. I joined. And I've learned a lot since I joined, and I would say it's pretty invaluable, my high school experience in learning things about life and the world.
So the record for the Mercer County High School Scholastic Bowl team, as we're talking with you today, is 23-8. So can you give us kind of like a status report on how you think things have gone and are going for you just overall in the season?
I think so far we're doing pretty well. The eight losses do come from what I was saying earlier about the tournaments, where maybe some people didn't show up, or maybe we just weren't on our best game that day. We were tired. We weren't ready. But overall, I think 23 wins is quite good in Scholastic Bowl. I think we're doing extremely well for ourselves. I'm proud of our team. I think everyone's been doing very well. Everyone knows a lot about what we're being asked. I think it's going great.
And just for our listening audience, I think probably some people are maybe a little unfamiliar with like how Scholastic Bowl works. So can you walk us through like what a competition, a meet, or a tournament looks like and how it's run?
All right. So effectively, the game is where you're just asked a bunch of questions about a bunch of knowledge, kind of random, a little esoteric. It starts off with a thing called a toss-up, where it's all of these facts about a certain thing. And then the final question you get is probably the most obvious fact about the thing, and you have to guess what it is. If you get it correct, your team gets control, and you get three bonus questions about a topic. And if you get all three of those correct, then I think that's 40 points total, unless there's things called a power where you get the toss-up very early, which you get 5 extra points for that. And that just continues for 20 questions, and whoever has the highest points at the end wins.
So you said it's like kind of like random type questions. So is there like categories, or it's just whatever?
There are categories, but you know, they tell you maybe it's like science or math or any of that, but you have effectively no idea what you're going to be asked. Even when you get the categories, you kind of just have to pay very close attention to figure it out.
Okay, so then I guess the interesting thing about that is like, for me, how do you practice? Like, what are practices like? How do you prepare for something like that where, like you said, you're kind of unsure about what exactly you're going to be asked about or need to know?
So practice, our coach typically uses questions from the company that we use questions on during meets. So it's kind of like we're just playing Scholastic Bowl, just practice mode. We're playing the game. We're just playing it very, you know, loose. We're having a lot of fun. We're not being super serious the whole time. And I think that gets us a lot of it gives us a great ability to do well during the games, I think.
All right, so as we wrap up with you, I ask you, Trevor Kernan, what is the most enjoyable thing about Scholastic Bowl for you personally?
I think the most enjoyable thing about it is being around other people. You know, I think if I was there by myself doing it, I would be pretty miserable. That wouldn't be very fun at all. But I have a few great friends on my team. I'm great people, great friends with, and we have a lot of fun doing it, just saying a bunch of random stuff. Everyone on the team is great. Everyone on the team is super kind, super nice. No one is bad. Everyone is pretty good. They know what they're talking about. I think it's great that there's a game where all these people with a bunch of random information can come together and just throw it out there. You know, I think that's great.
Right. I feel like I learned a lot about Scholastic Bowl today. All right, Trevor Kernan, he is a part of the Mercer County High School Lincoln Trail Conference champion Scholastic Bowl team. Trevor, thanks for talking with us this morning.
Thank you.
I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.